Welcome back to the Finsiders, turning our attention a little bit away from Sunday's game against Buffalo and towards this week's game against New England. To talk about all of that, defensive lineman Randy Starks joins us in studio for tackles, a sack and a forced fumble the other day against the Bills. Obviously, it's been a little bit of the roller coaster thing so far this season. Three wins to start now, three straight losses. How do you assess this team right now through six games?
We hit a little adversity right now, so we just have to bounce back. I mean, we know it's still a long season. We have a chance to turn around. We know that if we win the game this week, we're back into the divisional race. So we still have upside to go, and we just have to fix the problems that we have right now.
Is that the mentality, basically? It's still early on in the season, and obviously if you look at the division standings, there isn't a team running away with it or anything like that. Plenty of time to fix everything that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, plenty of time, but at the same time, you know, you can't keep putting yourself in a hole because at the end we're going to need help, and that's something that we're trying to avoid. We need other teams to lose. We're trying to control our own destiny.
Randy Starks is here. Coming into this season, we talked a lot about the defensive line being the strength of this team, certainly of this defense. It seems to have played out that way, I think, to a lot of people. We see that rotation, you know, in guys at different positions, and you and Audric and Solii, and obviously all the defensive ends and the pass rushers. Do you guys like the way that that's going right now? Because it seems to be going well from an outside point of view.
So far it's going good. We have different looks. Get teams guessing. You don't know if I'm going to be inside or out. Same thing with Jared and Paul. So right now it's going good. Everybody's staying fresh, and everybody's able to make plays.
You got some young guys in that room, of course. Ovi and Shelby, rookies last year. Deion Jordan, the rookie this year. What's the room like, the defensive, you know, line meeting room? Because you got a good mix of veterans and young guys.
It's real good. It's real fun. You know, we have a lot of young guys and the older guys. We try to pull them along, show them the ropes, show how things is supposed to go. And right now we're a close unit. And I think that's why we're successful.
Randy Starks is here. Patriots coming up. You're one of the sadly few guys that was around the last time the Dolphins beat the Patriots a couple of years ago. Channing Crowder with that interception to seal the deal at the end of the game. In your experience, and you've been in this league a long time now, what's the key to beating this team and to getting after this quarterback?
Well, you want to stop the run. They're not a big running team, but if they get the running game going, they're play action, and they'll definitely kill you with the pass like they've done in the past. So that's one of the things we want to do, stop the run, and then get after the quarterback. You know, Tom Brady, he's very good at seeing what you're trying to disguise. So one of the things we want to do is disguise very well, and then once you get after him, start hitting him and get off the field on third down. And that's what the teams that have beat him so far, that's what they've done, get off the field on third down. And that's one of the main things we need to do. We know they're going to make plays, but at the same time, we have to come back and make plays also.
Yeah, defense always getting a takeaway, changing a game, a big play, something like that can make a huge difference. I think a lot of people on the outside who don't spend their days watching film of the New England Patriot offense the way you guys are say they're a little bit different, you know, this year than maybe in years past. They got the young outside receivers. Obviously, Welker's no longer there. A lot of changeover, that kind of thing. Do they look different than normal, or is it just different guys doing the same kinds of things?
A little different. Some guys, they go into more than others. You know, he's spreading the ball around. Like, usually third down, you know it's going to Wes Walker. Right now, he's getting around to other people. And right now, we just see they're a different team right now. Now the tight end's back, so it's going to be interesting. I mean, they targeted him like 17 times last game. So I'm expecting they're going to do the same thing this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what kind of changes, you know, occurred when Gronkowski came back. And as you mentioned, 17 targets, I think 9 catches. And he was just, you know, feeding the guy. There's a trust factor there, I imagine, between that quarterback and that guy as a pass catcher. But it probably changes things across the board, not just with the two of them, because if he's got that guy, it can theoretically, I suppose, open up some things for some other people there.
Yeah, you're going to start paying attention to him. Now some of the other younger guys, the rookies, are going to be able to make plays. And, you know, that's something we're aware of, and that's something, a challenge that we're willing to accept.
We're talking to Randy Starks. We want to go back inside that defensive line meeting room a little bit. You know, we talked about the young guys and the contributions coming from different people in different places. And, you know, you're the vet guy. You're the leader guy. Talk us through that. What is that like, you know, when you've got a Deion Jordan and Olivier Vernon, Derek Shelby, talented guys, young, inexperienced, as you sort of help them through an NFL season?
Well, it's different. I mean, I'm used to being the young guy. So 10th year is going by fast. And I know guys are looking up to me, and they're seeing how I do things as a pro. And that's something I want to do, set a good example for them as far as taking notes, watching films, showing them what I'm looking for, learning the plays, things like that. So whatever I can do to help these young guys become better pros, I'm willing to do.
Good stuff. Randy Starks has been doing all of that. Nice start to the season for you individually. Obviously, team trying to get back on track. Hopefully that happens on Sunday. Thanks, Mike. Right.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Randy Starks. We'll take a break, come back. A lot more talk about the Dolphins and the Patriots. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, and you're listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.